Auto-hypnotic conditioning is actually rather easy. I've been doing it so long that I do it automatically. I have a set of suggestions I like, and I sat down, and I wrote them out on paper and in a document, and I read through them, and in my case, they're particularly sexy to me, so I had quite a lot of momentum behind them, helping to lay and overlay them into my mind. These suggestions exist independently of any other ones because they're mine. In the same way that you might have the work of several hypnotists in your head that you enjoy, or several different flavors of session. People like relaxing, and people like sexual things, and people like little commands that are simply functional, like anchors to drop in the first place. Night night pet. It's one of mine, and when I say it, I do drop a little. It is actually not uncommon if I'm feeling rather hypno-horny for me to have one hand on my thigh and pinch myself rather than drop to my own trigger. And the more I want it, the more likely I am to just drop, whether a little or a lot. But auto-hypnotically training yourself is simple. There are a lot of different mechanisms you can use, but you only need one or two, especially if you're doing daily hypnotic practice. Along with that practice, which I'll outline in a second, you just modify your procedure a little. I like to include visualization, mantras that I say to myself, and a physical anchor or symbol. This can often just be a design you draw on your skin. I tend to draw an hourglass, so moving one side over, just with my fingertip, and then down diagonal, then over, and then up diagonal. And then I tend to draw a cross through that, a line through the center, then a line through the pinch, and then a circle around that connecting the four points of that X. And then I lay my hand over it, rubbing back and forth, a little kinesthetic inscription, draw, and then design, and then quarter, and then rub, inscribing a nice little sigil, a kinesthetic connection. And I make different ones for each type of training. I have very powerful submissive sensual training, a potent dom mindset, a relaxation mechanism, and a simple, open, programmable hypnotic mode. And all of them have their own little marks. And they also have their own visualizations, videos that play out in my mind. These don't have to be pictures. They can be commitments to a fantasy, a desire, a design. And at a certain part of my auto-hypnotic training, I play them. And then I have little mantras that I repeat to myself. At first, one needs practice to just say them over and over. And then in time, one would need a lot of effort to not say them. As I drift off, I actually, during my auto-hypnotic lessons, murmur to myself monotonally, "I cannot resist hypnotic trance," which is a very simple truth about me. Now, what happens when I fall is quite interesting, but saying that over and over, and my body responds with arousal, with relaxation, because on 100 days, and 200, and 300, and over, I have consistently practiced drawing a symbol of my choosing on my skin with my finger, running my hand over it once drawn, as though to wipe it away, and then repeating. Playing that movie of me submitting or exploring or dominating or relaxing out in my head. And I practice a different thing each day or each time because sometimes I practice trance twice a day and 10 minutes is enough. And if it's safe, I murmur it out loud. And if I need to be quiet, I say it in my head. But I say it in my head resoundingly at the front of my brain, whatever mantra I've chosen. And I make up more and more. They do not have to rhyme. They do not have to be rhythmic. They just have to be truths I'm teaching myself, shiveringly, deepeningly teaching myself, I cannot resist hypnotic trance. And then I have several for building my muscles and for dominating in various ways and for submitting to some of my favorite fetishes when exposed to them from a partner who is eagerly trying to tempt me. But they're all hypnotically reinforced because they have mantras attached. It can be a rather private matter. Remember, I said this is another portfolio of trance. The things you self-train may be used by others, but they come from and belong to you. And so finding things that make you shiver, things that ring true, whether borrowed from others' work, or just things that you know in your head, you crave, you want, you benefit from, it's that easy. So all you need to do is drop for you and apply the things you learn. And the mechanism for learning while you go into auto-hypnotic trance is the same as merely practicing the trance in the first place. You get somewhere, anywhere comfortable, somewhere that will support your body, even if you relax loose and limp like a rag doll with your strings cut. You find somewhere, and when you are there, you just lay there. You close your eyes, and you breathe in a bunch, in deeply, enough to fill your lungs. Once you're in that relaxed place, you breathe deeply, and then you hold it for a bit, a second or two. Then you let it out, a long, lung-emptying exhalation. And that mechanism is relaxing, whether you're paying intellectual attention to it or not. It is a physical relaxation process which simply does happen. It simply occurs if you breathe in, and then out, in, and then out. And every time you do it, you do become that bit more relaxed. And you can do that part for as long as you want. Just pausing to breathe in and out is actually rarely done. Lung-fillingly deep breaths is a learned process. Hold them for a sec, and then out, slow, in, and hold, and out. And since we're talking about conditioning, I can mention that when I do that exercise, I have conditioned myself to feel like I am taking a heady dose of something that I know makes me weaker, sleepier, more pliable, and that's okay. Because that kind of training can be quite deliberate and delicious. And it leads nicely into the next phase of closing your eyes and letting the breathing and the passage of time slowly open you up to relaxation. It doesn't matter what part of your body you pick, as long as you pick somewhere that's tense enough to keep you held up, tense enough to keep you in position. Those parts need to be relaxed. Those parts need to be allowed to relax, and that's why you need somewhere that you can support your body. But when you get to this point, in addition to thinking that each breath is dosing you with something that makes you submissive and pliable, each deep breath is a deliberate self-dosing mechanism. And as you relax, you can attach your little mantras, murmuring them to yourself. In my case, I cannot resist hypnotic trance. And then another part relaxes. I always drop into trance. And another part relaxes. I am pliable. I am biddable. I'd rather obey than do anything else. And you drop. And you drop. And they can be related to your particular flourish, your particular favorite, your particular fetish. But whatever they're related to, little murmured things count. And your fingers can already be drawing a sigil, a mark, a symbol. It could just be a spiral for your basic hypnotic training and a box for your triggers that put your brain away in a box. and a line with another line through it for simplified pleasure training. You get to develop suites of training, ways of being conditioned, and that development grows. And you can be saying and inside, because remember, close your eyes as you relax. You can be doing more than saying. You can be seeing. Maybe there are written words. Maybe it's one image, a favorite one to masturbate to or to simply stare at. Or maybe it's a video in your head of your favorite thing to symbolize falling into trance or serving or submitting or a specific fetish. Visual, tactile, auditory, and the auditory comes from you, and the tactile comes from you, and the visual comes from you, and they are potent, they are powerful, and they are present, and they weave together. And when your body is fully relaxed, on the inside of your eyelids, you can start to draw out all of your thoughts as pinpricks of light in the darkness. But when you do that, more and more of them may form a constellation, form a moving visual, form the visual you're fixating on, as you also trace your symbol, which symbolizes trance. You can trace words for different fetishes, trace signs, whatever you trace in your skin, and then wipe out with your hand, making pristine skin to trace again and wipe. Your hand across, move your hand across, rub intensely. You're marking your own skin pleasantly, then rubbing it in. You're dropping and you're rubbing it in. Rubbing your thoughts out to rub new ideas in. Murmuring to yourself, repeating your mantra, echoing your own ears and your own voice so your own thoughts sound just like it. In and on, watching. And you're already gone. And the longer you train and drain your own brain, the more you'll learn in that session. And you'll eventually be awake and alert and able to go on with your day. As to how much training will have happened in the dilated space between, who can really say? But I hope you have as lovely a time as I always do.